This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A bill to stop abortion at detectable heartbeat is back in play in Ohio after a veto 2 years ago. The state house passed the measure, though Ohio's pro-life governor has opposed that particular legal and legislative approach. Eugenic abortion and contraception are still being pushed at both the UN and in efforts by the Gates Foundation. Gates won't directly fund abortion, but they financially support abortion providers as they seek to introduce artificial hormones to African women. Meanwhile, Harvard professor Marianne Glendon says that UN committee has no powers to create human rights. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not. If we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death. The life issue is central to this, as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics, assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both man and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. In other headlines, one more legislator has quit Ireland's Sinn Féin Party and its newfound and ardent abortion advocacy. Peter Toibin announced his resignation after being censured over an anti-abortion vote. Democrats are violating Florida law to take elections away from pro-life candidates. 3 days after the election, they were asking voters to complete ballots in their favor. And a Pennsylvania abortion restriction against abortions that target disabilities keeps meeting with success, but may have to wait until next year. Veto-proof majorities have voted for the bill in the House while senators find ways to avoid a vote. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.